Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Thursday, everybody. I am coming to you live from on the road. I am in Tampa, Florida today. And guess what? Surprise, surprise. It is beautiful, sunny, and hot. Oh my gosh, it is so hot here and it's so wonderful. I am truly glad to be coming to you this morning to bring this special devotional I've titled, You Are Anointed. Well, let me tell you before I jump into this, I have a feeling you're going to hear this one today and you're going to have a little mind blown moment, a little aha, like, whoa. Say, what is she talking to me moment? Yes, this is for you. You are anointed. You have been chosen to do a good work. You have been selected, set apart, equipped, and prepared to do specific work in your daily life. Have you discovered your gifting? Have you realized your potential? Have you stepped into your anointing? Did you even know you are anointed? I honestly had no idea I was anointed until someone messaged me about 2 months ago and used that exact word in conversation with me. She told me how the words I speak are exactly what she needs to hear, and that comes from a specific anointing by God. Whoa. Say what? Little old me is anointed by the Almighty? There's an anointing on my life and my work? Oh, come on, let me dance a little. That's just the coolest darn thing I've ever heard. I've been allowing this to just resonate in my heart and mind because it's a very foreign concept to me. I somehow thought that anointing was for someone much more special than me, that it was reserved for greater positions and power. And now I'm beginning to understand God's anointing is available for all of us, and it shows up in different ways, but for the same purpose. Acts chapter 10, verse 38 says that God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power, and then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. It is God who gives the anointing, the imparting of power. And as the recipients, we are simply to go around like Jesus did, doing good. We tie strings to it and make it so much more difficult than it needs to be, but it's really quite simple. Do good with what God has empowered you to do. This is how you use your anointing. When your goodness is backed by the power of the Almighty, it has life-changing impact. Something that just comes natural to you becomes supernatural when God's anointing is on it. And now I understand how the words I type in the wee hours of each morning have the power to reach around the world and touch deep places and souls that are seeking. It's because I'm anointed to do this. Hot dang, y'all, I'm anointed and I didn't even know it. And my guess is, as a precious child of God, chosen and set apart for a time such as this, you are too. There is an anointing on your life, and the purpose of it is quite simple. Do what Jesus did. Go around doing good.
Jesus was anointed, but this anointing wasn't to make him look good. It was so he could do good and accomplish his life's mission. And that same power is now upon you, power to do good, but don't get caught up in making you look good. How many times are we prompted to do good, but we're looking over our shoulder, making sure someone else sees it? How public does your goodness have to be before you're willing to release it? This isn't about you looking good, sweet girl. This is about making a relationship with Jesus look so good others can't resist it. This is about putting God on display and showing his goodness. I know a woman who is undoubtedly anointed in raising her special needs little girl. The amount of grace and patience she shows is supernatural. Really, it is, because it can only come from God. Daily, she is doing the good God set her apart to do with no recognition or no thanks. She will receive no award or ribbon, but this mama is anointed. I recently spent time with a woman who has the anointing of joy and laughter. You cannot hear her voice without feeling immediate happiness. And she told me how she always hated her voice and was picked on growing up. But then she discovered that babies respond with such wide-eyed delight when they hear her talk. But it's not just babies. I too am drawn in by the pure sweetness in her voice and the hilarious things she says. She's anointed. There's power there. I know a man who invests money, and it is ridiculous how lucky he seems to get. But it's not luck. It's anointing. This man uses his money for such goodness. He helps fund orphanages. He gives anonymously in the most ridiculously and absurdly generous ways without the desire for anyone else to know. He's anointed. God's power is upon him, and he's going around doing good with it. And let me tell you something, Elizabeth, you're anointed. Audrey, you are anointed. Jessica, you are anointed. I see it. I know it. When God's power is upon you, it's not to make you look good, my sister. It's to help you do good. Have you asked God what your anointing is? Have you asked him how his power is at work in your life specifically and what good you can do with it? You don't need a stage or a microphone to use your anointing. When the words you speak lift one up, then you're using your anointing well. When you have supernatural compassion and love to give, you're anointed. When you understand what someone is going through and you're there at just the right time to listen, you're anointed and you use it for good. This should give you confidence, girlfriend. God is using you as a vessel for his power to reach and do good. Isn't that just the most amazing thing? He has chosen you to reach out through. He has chosen you to love through. He has chosen you to work through. He has chosen you to give through. Stop minimizing and belittling your gift. God's Spirit dwells within you and imparts supernatural abilities to do that which you cannot do on your own. It's his divine prompting, his keen awareness, his all-knowing wisdom, and it pours into you so you can go around doing good. When you walk in the room, someone's burden is lightened. When you show up, someone is lifted up. When you speak, someone is touched. Goodness comes out of you because you are anointed. Anointed to do good. embrace that and show up for it. Y'all, why hasn't someone been speaking to us every day of our lives and telling us that we have an anointing on us? Is it only me, or is this just a totally foreign concept to only me? Embrace it. Show up for it. God gave Jesus supernatural power to do what flesh alone cannot do. And he gives that same spirit to you. Today, you have supernatural power to do what your flesh alone cannot do. He has anointed me with these words to speak into your life. So here I am just showing up and seeing what he has to say and sharing the goodness with you. And now it's your turn. Take the anointing on your life and go do good with it. If you don't know what that is, ask God to begin opening your eyes to his good purpose for you. Use your energy for good. Use your talent for good. Use your compassion for good. Use your words for good. Use your resources for good. Use your time for good. Use your hands for good. Use your social media for good. Right now, set your heart and mind on doing good and release God's power within you. You are anointed for this. That should give you some confidence today. You're anointed for this, set apart, chosen, equipped, prepared. That's you. You're anointed for this. Well, girl, you want to pray with me? Let's do that right now. Hey, God, good morning. God, we are so grateful that you have chosen to give us life today. Thank you for the gift that today is. God, thank you for everything that is good and right in our life right now. And thank you for everything you are working in to make it good and make it right. And it's just still in process. Lord, I am so grateful that you used a few other people to speak into my life to show me that I have an anointing from you on me. And thank you, God, that you're opening my eyes to help me see your anointing on others. You are so cool, God. Thank you for putting your power and your spirit within us that anoints us to go do good. Lord, forgive us for the times we get so wrapped up in checking to make sure that we're looking good doing the things and forget that the only purpose of this is to go around like Jesus did, doing good. I pray that we use the strength and the energy, the time, the talent, the treasures, the hands, the impact, the stage, the voice, the whatever you have given us. Lord, I pray that we are busy using all of it to do good today. Thank you for your power you have given us. Thank you for the special anointing you have given me and you have given each one of us individually. I pray we use it well. We use it in supernatural ways to impact the lives of others and go around doing good. God, I thank you for just simplifying this message and helping us each to see how you have created us and empowered us to do good. I'm grateful for every single person listening. I'm thankful for the way your spirit is speaking right now. I pray, Lord, that you would meet the needs of these families. You know what they're facing today. You know what's burdening them. You know what's worrying them. You know what's frustrating them. You know what's going sideways and you know what's going right. And God, I just pray that you would provide for them what is needed for today. I ask, God, that you would protect our families. Thank you for today. Thank you for your anointing. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, from one anointed sister to another, go out and do good today.
Thank you so much for listening. I love you wildly. Bye-bye.
You are created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the big life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.